Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of sass. Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs faster than you can say inner peace? You know that feeling when deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and your social media feed is just, ugh. That's when self-care becomes less of a luxury and more of a lifeline. Today, we're diving deep into the importance of prioritizing your mental well-being because let's face it, a healthy mind is essential for navigating this crazy world. Think about it like this. You wouldn't drive your car without checking the oil or topping up the gas, right? Our minds are no different. We need to consistently nourish them with activities that recharge our batteries and keep us running smoothly. And trust me, a well-maintained mind isn't just about feeling good, it's about performing at your best, making sound decisions, and building resilience in the face of challenges. Now, let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways on why self-care isn't just a hashtag, but a game changer for your mental health. 1. Self-care is not selfish. I know, you're probably thinking, but Brooklyn, I've got so much to do. Listen, taking care of yourself is not about being lazy or prioritizing your needs over others. It's about ensuring you have the energy and mental clarity to show up fully for the people and responsibilities that matter most. When you're drained and stressed, it affects everything, your relationships, your work, even your physical health. 2. Define your own self-care. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to self-care. What recharges me might leave you feeling blah, and vice versa. It's about experimenting and discovering what truly nourishes your soul. Do you find peace in a long walk in nature? Or maybe it's curling up with a good book and a cup of tea. Perhaps it's getting lost in a creative project or simply disconnecting from technology for a few hours. The key is to identify activities that bring you joy, reduce stress, and leave you feeling revitalized. 3. Start small. Feeling overwhelmed by the thought of implementing massive changes? Don't sweat it. Self-care doesn't have to be a grand gesture. Start with small, manageable steps that fit into your daily routine. Maybe it's taking a 5-minute mindfulness break during your lunch hour, listening to your favorite music while you work, or simply saying no to extra commitments when you're already stretched thin. Remember, consistency is key. 4. Make self-care non-negotiable. Treat self-care like any other important appointment, a meeting with your therapist, a doctor's visit, or even that gym class you've been meaning to take. Block out time in your schedule and prioritize it as fiercely as you would anything else. 5. Embrace imperfection. Listen, there will be days when life throws you curveballs and you feel like self-care is the last thing on your mind. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge that some days are harder than others and try to get back on track as soon as possible. Speaking of getting back on track, let me tell you a story. A few weeks ago, I was swamped with work deadlines, emails were flooding in, and my to-do list felt longer than the grocery aisle at Costco. One evening, after a particularly stressful day, I found myself staring blankly at my computer screen, feeling completely drained. Instead of pushing through, I did something radical. I put down my laptop, lit a scented candle, lavender always does the trick, and brewed myself a cup of chamomile tea. I spent the next hour reading a book that had nothing to do with work, taking a few deep breaths, and simply allowing myself to unwind. That small act of self-care was like hitting the reset button. I came back to my work feeling refreshed, more focused, and ready to tackle those deadlines head-on. So remember, friends, prioritizing your mental well-being isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength and self-awareness. It's about investing in yourself so you can show up as the best version of yourself every single day. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to self-care practices? Share them with me in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and inspiration together. Until next time, stay strong, stay balanced, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.